Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Happy Wednesday. It is the Brett Mega Show. Kevin, you had your alma mater come in yesterday after the show. You are a distinguished graduate of Lewis and Clark.
Yeah. Yes,
I turned on your mic.
They taught you that.
This is what you learn how to do. Work.
Yes. It's very
most
funny.
Important thing on the radio. Turn on the microphone.
It was really awesome to see them, and I found out some things. They actually use our new equipment.
And what do you mean by that? Like the new board you got?
The new board that
you
we
love
have.
You love the board. Did they show you how to use
exactly.
it?
Exactly. They were like, you know, and that's even what their, the head guy said, Mike, who I worked with years ago when I was at Lewis and Clark. He was like, you know, kids, don't get, you know, you guys have been very, very fortunate in your career to get the state of the art stuff, the brand new stuff.
Yeah.
And I can remember being there. We had stuff that we've never even used. Like we had mini disc players and other things, you know, for technology. But they were really, really inquisitive. They were excited to be a part of it. Some of them are huge fans of not only our show, but Jake, our midday guy. And Jake was really cool because he showed around the studio and did some of the stuff. But I kind of took some of the advice we talked about yesterday and kind of passed it along. You know, I didn't want to crush dreams or, you know, tell them that, hey, you don't get paid, but you know,
keep it real with them.
But you know, I mean, it was a different world when I started, and there was a different way to get in. You know, and hopefully, and I said, who knows? You know, we're kind of under new management. Maybe internships will return. I'm hoping that's the case because our jobs are awesome, but they require youth and they require new people who have new ideas to come into it. The internships were great ways of teaching everybody about radio and being a part of a radio station and learning different things, not just on broadcasting, on the broadcasting side, but on sales, on marketing, on programming. You know, and I touted the amazing skills of AB and how important that is now for a radio show where it's more than just, you know,
yeah, you have to Photoshop the beauty.
You have to. You have to. It's all about having pretty people. It was a lot of fun.
It is a cool full circle moment to be able to speak to the kids who are now what once was in your shoes.
Yes.
And that's a cool full circle moment.
Yeah, that's really awesome. I realize now that was the big flock of people here yesterday.
Yeah. And you know, they really
when I was walking to my car, I was like, why is there so many people in the parking lot? We literally talked about it on the show, and I was still confused.
Yeah, it was really cool, too, because our sister
God help
station.
Us.
but our sister station, you know, KMOX, the Dave Glover show, Rachel, their producer, and they're, you know, also she's on air as well with Dave. She's a graduate of Lewis and Clark as well.
Really?
And she took them around, and Dave, bless his heart, did a Q&A with the kids as well. So then they came here, and I was like, it's kind of like going to, you know, on The Simpsons when Mr. Smithers shows his huge mansion and you end up in the basement.
You know, you felt like you were the basement?
I kind of felt like I was the basement. All right. It was kind of like it was one of those feelings where it's like, you guys just did an awesome Q&A with Dave Glover, and now we're ending here.
Hey.
But hey.
Welcome to the basement,
exactly.
People.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So a dad in Texas had to sell his dream car in the 1980s after his second kid was born to buy a minivan to take all the kids around.
Not as cool.
Classic.
His name is Earl Gwines, and he used to tease his son, Jarrett, about it all the time, saying, I had to sell my 67 Camaro for your diaper money.
Yeah, it's probably true, man. Yeah. Kids are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, four decades later, after he sold it, Jarrett just gave him his Camaro back.
Stop it.
Unfortunately, Jared could not find the actual car, but he found the same model and spent 2 years fixing it up in secret to give it to his dad for his 65th birthday.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Cool full circle moment. Yeah. I wish we could find the ways to say thank you to our parents. And it is one of those things, now that I am a dad myself, like, you just don't appreciate or really grasp all the things that are happening behind the scenes,
right,
or the stresses that your parents probably were under until, like, later on in life. And what a cool moment to be able to reward your dad and say thank you. Thank you for everything you gave up. Thank you for all the things that you did so I could, you know, have a better life. What a cool, cool moment.
I know. It's so cool to see this, because this is, Jared said he did this because it was the best way he could think of to say thank you for his dad for being such a good dad.
Yeah, thank you to all of our dads out there. This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account at togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll today on the Brett Maga Show. Not sure if you saw, or you probably didn't see. No one saw the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight, because Netflix just kept saying buffering the entire time. But Netflix getting sued because of that. If you could only choose one streaming service, you got to get rid of all of them.
Oh.
Which one would you choose?
I think I have to go with Netflix because they have Grey's Anatomy. Like, all right, whole seasons.
It's the only thing Hannah watches, actually. Yeah. It's the only TV show. She just watches Grey's Anatomy over and over again.
And they don't have ads, so I'm going with them.
Oh, that means you got the upgraded version.
Does Netflix come with ads? Recently, yeah.
Yeah, $9.99 version comes with ads.
Are you kidding me?
Hannah, sometimes you're about to play Hannah in a pop culture quiz game. It's all coming down.
I mean, I know Hulu has ads, like Paramount, everybody else.
Disney
but I
does
thought,
too.
I they thought all Netflix got ads. Was the one that didn't.
No, they all got them.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, this is like almost impossible to answer, because my wife and I watch everything on, we have different services for certain shows.
Yeah. And that's why you have to make this tough choice.
Oh, God. You know,
this is the hardest question I've ever asked.
This is a very hard question.
Yeah,
you know what I got to go with? I got to go with Peacock.
Peacock?
I got to go with Peacock. Yeah, because we catch up on all the NBC, the Law and Orders. They have a sporting events every once in a while.
Doesn't your wife really like Law and Order? Kevin just chose that for his wife.
I just chose
that.
Look at that. I'm doing this for you, Sarah.
Because I think he would have been like a Disney Plus guy, because don't you like The Mandalorian, Star Wars, all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, but see, some of that's like always delayed. All and then I got to think about Amazon Prime, because they got The Boys and a couple other shows.
Yeah.
You know, Reacher is awesome.
He's going to rethink
the tough
his answer
it's
the
a tough
entire
one. It's a tough
day.
One. So I'm just going to do. And Paramount. Oh, because you got to, you know, Tulsa King's on Paramount. Ah! But Ted is on Peacock. I'm going with Peacock.
Okay. AB.
All right. I'm going with a different one. I think I'm going to say Hulu.
Oh.
Because a lot of shows on Netflix, once they take it off Netflix,
they
get put on
Hulu.
So, like, New Girl's on Hulu now. And then everything that, like, is actually airing on TV that nobody watches, I'll watch on Hulu the next day.
Yeah, you get a lot
Dancing
with Hulu.
Dancing with the Stars and
stuff.
Yeah, Hulu's like the, like, poor man's DVR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, right? Literally.
Back in, for me, though, it's Paramount Plus. You know, Survivor's on there, The Challenge. I'm a Paramount Plus guy through and through, so that was a no-brainer for me.
Yellowstone?
Yeah.
The polls are open.
Okay, Jennifer, you versus Hannah, even playing sick, I feel like you can get yourself a win. You feeling okay?
I don't know. I think I have COVID, but we'll see.
Oh, she's just trying to get the sympathy vote.
Well, it's working, because this is how we're going to do it. Jennifer already has 1 point. I think that's fair. So it's 1-0. Hannah, get out. Leave the room. I'm going to ask.
Get out, Hannah.
Yeah, Jennifer, 5 pop culture questions. She's already leading 1-0, and we'll see how you do. Okay, Jennifer?
No problem.
All right. Which Golden Girl was announced as going to be on a stamp?
Betty White?
Yes. Boom. Mm-hmm. 2 points.
There we go. Nice job.
Yep. Who is hosting the CMAs tonight?
Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Lainey Wilson and Luke Bryan.
Oh yeah, I was just going to say you had to give me one name. Look, this is the COVID game.
Man.
Everyone's going to remember this for the rest of their lives.
Yes.
Which character does Ariana Grande play in Wicked?
The Good Witch.
Yes. Glinda. Which type of road do they have to follow in the original Wizard of Oz?
The Yellow Brick Road.
And who stars in the original Gladiator?
Ew, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay, 5 out of 5, though.
That's awesome.
yeah, that was great. So we'll see how Hannah does. All right, well, we're going to bring her back in.
Hannah's Homeschool.
Hannah's walking back in against probably her stiffest competition, Jennifer with COVID.
Yes.
Versus Hannah.
Oh my gosh, she did awesome.
Yeah, so we gave Jennifer a free point because she has COVID and we felt bad and she got a pity point. And then from there on out, she went 4 out of 5.
Mm.
So if you're scoring at home, that means she went 5 for 5. Because she had the extra point.
She actually got a point?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so you have to get all 5 for this win or COVID Jennifer gets the win.
Okay.
So you cannot screw anything up.
No pressure,
slip ups.
No pressure.
Did you feel like they were hard, Jennifer?
No, the last one, because I've never seen Gladiator. Than that, I thought they were pretty
easy. Face of fear.
Well, I don't know Gladiator either.
Well, you have 4 questions to get through to get there and figure it out. Which Golden Girl was announced to be on a stamp?
Betty White.
That is correct. You're still alive. Who is hosting the CMAs? I did tell Jennifer she just had to get 1. I will tell you this. Jennifer named all of the hosts.
Lainey Wilson.
Yes, that is correct. Can you name all of them like Jennifer?
No, I cannot.
Luke Bryan and Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Which character does Ariana Grande play in Wicked?
Glenda?
Yes.
Glenda's correct.
Hannah stays alive.
Wow.
Hey,
nice job. Good job.
In the original Wizard of Oz, what type of road do they have to follow?
The yellow brick road.
So it all comes down to that final question. Jennifer with COVID had missed. But we gave her the point because she's awesome. Who stars in the original Gladiator? Gladiator 2 comes out this weekend, along with Wicked, the other big movie.
Gladiator.
Who stars in the original Gladiator?
Gladiator. Hugh Jackman?
No.
Not a bad guess, though.
From the same country.
That's not going to help.
Kevin, there's no help in this.
Russell Crowe.
Are you not entertained?
No, clearly not. Damn it.
Jennifer gets the win.
Yeah.
Way to get the win. Way to play through it. You guys both got the same exact questions right, but Jennifer, who is sick, you're going to get the W for this one, Jennifer.
Thank you.
All right, Jennifer, you get to hear Hannah say, this is Hannah and I got schooled by a sick Jennifer.
I haven't said this in a while, but this is Hannah and I got completely schooled by Jennifer, who has COVID, and she still beat me.
Hannah's homeschool.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories of the day. We put 2 minutes on the clock because we know life is busy. I read off a headline and then Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. Interesting fact about radio. That's the first headline.
Okay, let's hear it.
You don't usually get too many radio trending headlines,
right? I was going to say, radio and a headline's usually never good, so.
Okay, more and more Americans are spending time with audio every single day. 4 hours of audio every single day, according to a new research. And radio is the number one place they spend listening to audio. 67% of people listen to the radio. And then podcasts, about 20%. And then streaming music, like Apple Music, like 10%.
Love that.
Thanksgiving top 5, what really matters about Thanksgiving.
Let's hear what really matters.
All right. First off, one of the ones that is should be higher on this list, did not make the top 5, but it is napping after your big meal.
Yeah.
Was number 9 on the list.
Nine?
Yeah. Like,
oh, that's like...
It should have been number 1.
Right.
Yeah. That doesn't seem like an honest ranking.
But setting up the holiday decorations right around Thanksgiving, so like either post... Thanksgiving, like the Friday afterwards, or right around that.
Nap's more important than that.
Yeah, agreed. Watching NFL football games.
Yeah.
Playing backyard football with your family.
Who does that?
I know. They do it like on Friends, and I always think to myself, like,
nobody for real does
that. Yeah,
what they're doing is they're napping.
Yeah. Cooking together in the kitchen as a family.
Okay.
And then I think you'll agree with this, though. This was number 1 and did surprise me, watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade together.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I love that.
Doing this daily could add 11 years to your life.
Nah, keep moving.
All right. Health hack. Drop your pizza on the floor.
Why?
All right. So this woman, the things that go viral on TikTok are so interesting. This woman's going viral on TikTok because she has a health hack. She says, you flip your pizza upside down, drop it on the floor, flip it back upside down, drop it on the floor again, and it gets all the grease stuck to the cardboard box, and then you can eat
your
pizza. Then
it adds all the dog hair and the dust.
Well, no, it's in the box.
Oh.
Yeah, you
and so the
box
is, yeah, so it's, yeah, so then the grease is stuck to the box.
Oh, well,
but the cheese would get stuck to the box and mess up the pizza.
I thought she literally was taking it out and throwing it on the floor.
Just dab it like a normal person.
Yeah, everyone just does the napkin dab, but she went viral on TikTok for that. I'm like, part of me is like, TikTok, you should be canceled for that because everyone just dabs the grease. Everyone knows that move. And sometimes that's even offensive. Just embrace the grease.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
All right, we're going to give you the Mega Mind question of the day. This is the number one thing in our home that we have too many of. According to a recent survey, this is the number one thing in our home that we're like, oh my God, I got so many of these. What?
I think that we have too many batteries and we keep them even when they're not good anymore. And there's just like an overflux of dead batteries.
Because you don't know if you're like supposed to throw them out or it's like this part of like, right. Am I allowed to start in this junk drawer? All right.
I know personally, it's too many plastic containers to hold food.
Tupperware?
Tupperware and stuff. Yeah. That's funny. Respect.
I already feel like I'm wrong because I feel like this is just mostly girls, but
you're right. I'm just joking.
I'm going to say ponytails.
Like, see, I don't feel like I have enough.
Like those things that you guys leave everywhere around the house?
Yeah, they're just everywhere.
And those like gold clip things or whatever?
Yeah, the claw clip.
Yeah, those things. Yeah, they're everywhere.
Gold clip things.
Yeah, you do have too many of them. No, that's not the right answer, but it should have been. This is the number one thing, according to a recent survey, in our home. They're like, oh my God, I got so many of these. What? That answer's coming our way in two songs.
Mega Minds.
This is the number one thing in our home that we have way too many of.
Let's see. So many texts coming in. Leo, who's 11, said clothes. Camilla, who's 7, says plates. Drea, who's 4, says rainbows. Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete say hangers. Danny Boy says people. Cheryl says cords and cables like chargers. Christina says coffee mugs. Victoria says canned koozies.
There's a lot of things we have too many of.
Right. Allison says plastic grocery bags. Kate says rags. Cassie says old charging cords. Jenny says cups.
A lot of good answers. Yeah. Someone got it right, though. Of all those things that we have way too many of, Uncle Pete and Aunt Kathy
Callaway. Hangers.
One of the toughest ones you had, Uncle Pete and Aunt Kathy. That was a tough one.
That's a good victory.
We have a lot of crap in our houses, and Uncle Pete and Aunt Kathy got them right. Hangers. We all have too many hangers. I always feel like I never have enough hangers.
I know.
Yeah. I'm like, I have no clothes, but I have like no hangers as well. Like I should have extra hangers because I have nothing, but somehow that doesn't add up. The math doesn't math.
Mega Minds.
Juggling friends, man, it's harder and harder. I feel like it's almost harder and harder as you get older, too.
For sure.
Because life just gets busier. You got kids, all that kind of stuff. And then also, the other thing with like the friends group is when you're in high school and then you're in college, and usually right after college, you're kind of all in the same era, same time of your life. And then all of a sudden, you start getting older, and I feel like it's hard to line up your lives. When one person's single, the other person's not. Mm-hmm. When the other person has kids, and then the other person doesn't. And Hannah kind of feels like she's going through some of that with her friends right now.
Yeah, I just feel like it's really hard for us to connect and definitely to get together. And recently, I feel like I've just been a little left out. I'm kind of used to like the different era thing. I started my job before my friends started working, and I also was in a more developed relationship at the time. So I felt kind of ahead. So I'm kind of used to that. Not that I'm ahead anymore. We're kind of all in the same spot now.
Yeah, you were not spending as much time with them because you were busy at work and busy with the boyfriend.
Right.
But now you're single.
Now I have more, like, I'm ready, ready to hang out.
Now you're like, I'm back,
like
people.
I probably spent too much time in my former relationship with my partner, and I didn't soak up as much friend time as I needed to. And now, like, I'm ready. I'm ready to see my friends.
Yep.
I want to see my friends. And now they're in an era where they're spending more time with their partner.
Yes.
And so I'm feeling, like, a lot of FOMO. And the part that I, like, wanted to talk to you guys about is I just feel like I can't say anything. I feel like I can't be like, guys, like, why wasn't I invited to, you know, cocktails? Because when I see that stuff, I know that it's not going to happen often. Like, it's so hard for us to all get together in the first place.
So if there's an event happening and I'm not there,
I'm like, damn, I don't know when the next time something like that's going to happen. But I feel like we're grown women, and so I shouldn't have to be like,
Do you feel like when the girls go out, you don't get the invite?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay.
I feel like the best thing you can do, like, you don't want to call them out and be rude about it and be like, well, why wasn't I invited? I think you could be like, wait, that's so fun. We should go get drinks next week or something.
You gotta initiate.
So, yeah. So then when you initiate it, then they're like, oh, well, when we're having all these people over, when we're all going out, let's invite Hannah. She wants to do this.
Because this is my theory. I think they're not inviting you on purpose. They are just not used to inviting you because you were in a relationship.
Right.
Like you were saying, oh, I'm used to the eras thing. Are you? Because you... The reason you're in this situation is because you are in a different era of them. You were in a serious relationship. You were in a serious job, and your time just didn't have the time. So they didn't have. So they were used to this is when we go out. You got kind of removed from the group text,
right?
And then now you're like single, ready to mingle, back in the game. But they're like, oh yeah, we're not used to inviting you. I forgot you're single. I forgot you're around again. That happens to so many people when you get into a relationship, and it's kind of the same even with guys too. Like we're like a little bit less serious about it and probably less catty about it, but you just start hanging with your girl that you're just like, oh yeah, we forgot you even existed, bro.
I hate that.
Yeah. But in their defense, not to call you out, but you kind of forgot they existed, and that's okay because that's what people do in relationships.
I know. That's why I was trying to like hold myself accountable and be like, I did that with both my past relationships. Like, you don't even do it purposely, but that's just what happens.
Are you frustrated with yourself that you end up falling back into that same old trap?
Yes.
Don't be frustrated with yourself, because I think some people always say that. They get out of the relationship and they constantly say, oh, I'm not going to do this again. I'm not going to lose track of my friends. But the reality is there's just so much time in a day. And your relationship, especially when it gets to a very serious point, should be a priority.
Yeah.
Like,
so should your friends.
True. Yes. But I always think this, and this is an interesting conversation. I think your friends are supposed to be there for you no matter what. They don't need all that time. Like, one of my best friends in the world, you guys know him because we've talked to him a lot, is Scotty. I can't remember the last time him and I got together, but he's always there for me if I need him. That's what friends are for. Mm-hmm. Just your time, you work like 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day now, and then you go and you spend time with your significant other. I think your friends are there like for that Christmas cocktail, for those rare spots, because that's what friends are. They're always there for you no matter what.
I agree.
Yeah. So I don't think you should beat yourself up like, oh, I lost track of my friends in this relationship. I just think you need to get back out there. And I think that Gabby's right. You got to be the initiator.
Yeah.
You got to be like team spirit friend girl now.
Yeah. Yay!
You got to start the group text. You got to name the group text. Like, you got to be it's not you now, girl.
Yeah, I'm just not used to that, but I guess I have to be.
All right. What's the group text name we're going to come up with?
And who knows?
And Kevin and I invited now too. Like,
yeah,
right.
I'm really.
You had a girls' night.
Yeah, we
had a girls' night now.
Real question, and I want you to give an honest answer. What do you do for a living, and would you recommend someone else doing that job? 314-531-9898. I'm curious to survey like the landscape of people listening right now of like jobs that people would be like, yes, get into this field, do this job. I love it. It pays well. I'm happy. Or if you're like, look, I do it, I get by, but I would not recommend it to like my kids or some students. 314-531-9898. Kevin actually had this dilemma yesterday.
Yeah, I got a chance to tour our stations here at in Odyssey, and my alma mater, Lewis and Clark. The radio program came by to take a look at the radio station, and things have changed a lot since I was in the program, because we used to do internships. They don't do those anymore. It's a profession that I feel is getting harder and harder to get into. I want to grow this profession. We need young people in this profession. Otherwise, you're going to have a bunch of people over 50 like me, and eventually we're going to die. And that's not what we need in broadcasting. That's not what we need. But the landscape changes, and it becomes harder and harder to get a job like this. Plus, this job itself keeps devolving. It keeps trying to do more with less. And unfortunately, it's a hard job to make a living at, to actually make a real living at. So I was torn trying to talk to these kids about, you know, who are eager and are, you know, want to be in radio going, you know, I told them, I said, hey, look, it's a great job. It's fun. However, it's difficult. It's hard to get into.
Would you recommend it, though?
Would I recommend it? No, unfortunately, I wouldn't. And I say that
it's different. Those kids have signed up for it, so they want it. So that's different. But if someone doesn't have, like, I don't know what I want to do with my life, wouldn't say yes, like, wanted to try radio.
Right.
I agree. I wouldn't probably do the same thing.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I would.
This is a hard industry. I want my kids, like, so if my kid came to me and says, I want to do radio, I wouldn't discourage him from doing what he wanted to do in his dreams. But recommending it is different. That's what I think is like, hey, it's one thing is like, hey, I'm going to this restaurant. What do you think about it? It's another thing, go to this restaurant. Try this food.
Right.
I wouldn't do that. It's a tough industry. I want my kids to follow whatever dreams they do, but I probably wouldn't recommend radio.
I would. I feel like if you have the true passion to, you know, use your voice and communicate and talk, I think this is the perfect job for you. Our job is very fun. Our job
is a fun job.
Allows us to be super involved in the community. I mean, if you're getting in it for the money, you're getting in it for the wrong reason.
Yeah, I love my job. I just think, would I recommend it to other people?
I still would. I still think we are taken care of.
I'm just cut from a different cloth, too. Like, I'm a crazy person and embrace the crazy. I just think most people should. My wife's a mental health therapist. I think she would recommend being a therapist to other people. Do you think your wife is a teacher? I feel like most teachers say teaching's hard, but I would recommend being a teacher.
Yeah, it's very.
Do you think she would do that?
It's interesting. You know, we were kind of torn because we don't recommend my kids being in radio. Otherwise, they're going to live with us for the rest of their lives.
But what about teacher?
You know, but as a teacher, you know, we were torn because my daughter is studying to be a teacher.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was not the right career path for me, but my wife is excellent. Her grandparents have been teachers. My mom is a principal. My brother's a teacher. Her brother and sister are teachers. There's so many people who have taught in our family. Yes, I recommend it. And especially as an older person, that pension is awesome.
Another job that I'm curious out there if they're listening, I don't think I would recommend doctor.
Yeah, that's
really?
a very tough
I mean,
job.
I know it pays well because a lot of this focus has been on money. There's just a lot of time away from your family, a lot of student loan debt.
Yeah.
I've always heard doctors are sometimes like the brokest people because the student loan debt is piled up and it takes so long to catch up to it. So like, I don't know if like that's a hard lifestyle too, mm-hmm. away from your family. Like pilot, another job where you're constantly on the go away from your family. Another job, I don't know, like pays really well. So it's not just about money. I'm just curious out there, what job do you do? And you're like, get the hell away from this job. It sucks. And or what job do you do? And you're like, this job is awesome. And it might be like unexpected jobs, like garbage man, like love it. It's awesome. Pays well. You run the, I don't know, like whatever it is. 314-531-9898. All right, meet us here in 3 minutes because we have Post Malone and Jelly Roll tickets. How about that? Just announced that Post Malone's going to open up and headline Coachella, and he's coming to Busch Stadium with Jelly Roll. We're going to have tickets in less than 4 minutes while we're commercial-free on the Brett Maga Show. Interesting dilemma Kevin found himself in yesterday. A bunch of students coming from his alma mater, and he wanted to know, hey, if I was given the chance and the opportunity to recommend my job to other people, would I do it? And I'm just curious how you feel about that. What do you do for a living, and would you recommend it to other people? 314-531-9898. Emily, what do you do for a living?
I'm a teacher, and as much as I love it and I get to go to work and make a difference every day and work with kids, it is a really hard job.
Really?
Lots of long nights. I take a lot of work home. And I have to say no and miss out to a lot of important events with other people in my life. Like,
that makes me sad.
I get 2 personal days a year.
Wow.
Yes, I get my summer off. But like, if there's a wedding, a friend out of town, I might have to say no to that. If my friends are going on a group trip, you know, mid-October, I have to say no to these things, and you miss out on really important things.
That's so interesting. I go back and forth when radio gets hard, because it's a hard industry too, to feel like to make a living, to make it in this industry. I always go, man, I should have been a teacher. I would have been a good coach and a teacher. So it's so interesting to hear, Emily, the other side of things. Like, yeah, this would have been hard too, Brett. So you just chose a bunch of hard stuff in your life.
Right.
But it's so interesting.
We had a lot of teachers text in on the text line saying how like the education system has changed so much, how like teachers are very overloaded and underpaid, and so that they wouldn't recommend it, actually.
It's so interesting. Claire, you're an electrical engineer?
Oh, boy.
Yes.
No Bluetooth or speakerphone, Claire. Yeah.
I'm an electrical engineer, specifically in the aerospace industry. And I really love it. I mean, it's one of those jobs where
you feel like you can always find a job, and our hours are really flexible. It's awesome. I would love to get more women in STEM. I am the only female in my office, but all the men I work with are really wonderful. And it's one of those jobs where you're kind of going to be learning the rest of your life. Wow. You can keep going as an engineer. You can take a management route. Mm. There's just so many opportunities. And the aerospace industry is pretty awesome.
I feel like that's interesting. Like, there's always a job. Like, I don't know any other rocket scientists, and very
it
few.
It just
of them,
sounds
yeah.
really
cool.
intimidating.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the problem is math.
Yeah,
yeah, schooling. Yeah.
There is definitely some math. It's my particular job. There's a lot of coding, which I know that is becoming a big staple in education. I mean, maybe I'm wrong about that, but that's what it seems to be. So it seems like it'll be a bit more.
Claire, your job just sounds cool. You use words like coding and aerospace and rockets. And
I don't even know what aerospace is.
Like, you just sound cool.
It's not that scary. So I think that more people should do it. It's really awesome. And starting salaries are very nice. Benefits are really good.
Our starting salary and benefits, like, well, you get to talk about Taylor Swift a lot.
Exactly, yes.
And that really is rewarding for you.
You're actually going to have to pay us.
Yeah. Melissa, what do you do for a living, and would you recommend it?
I'm a direct support professional for disabled individuals, and I would definitely recommend it. Oh. It is hard work.
Okay.
It is very fulfilling. So I worked in accounting for 30 years, and then I went to this job, and I wish I'd have been at this job for 30 years.
And wow. I love hearing that.
Me too. That's awesome.
My wife, who is a mental health therapist, when she was actually going to WashU for a while, she was worked with, you know, kids with disabilities and things like that. And she talked about, like, sometimes it was the most rewarding work that she's ever done in her life, and there's just this level of purity and love and joy that she got every single day.
And for my job, you just have to have a high school education, and you can do it.
Wow.
Love it. Thank you. I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
Nicole, what do you do for a living, and would you recommend it?
So I am a massage therapist, and I would absolutely recommend it. I tell everyone I have the best job ever because it's not a stressful job.
I hope not.
No. Well, my main thing, I like to take, you know, the stress and pain away from people, and you can do it naturally.
That's a great point.
Whether it's in their muscles or if they have to vent, you know, however you have to de-stress that day, that's what you can do.
But see, like, your job is really hard, though. Like, I have to give my wife a 10-minute massage, and I'm watching that clock every single time I put the timer on. So I don't know how you do it.
Do you constantly feel, like, relaxed? Like, I feel like I would not do well, like, being in a dark room all day listening to, like, calming music. Like, I feel like I would just be drained.
Fall asleep?
I mean, it can be physically draining. You know, I do a lot of deep tissue work. So physically, it's like a light workout for 7 hours a day.
Oh, wow.
But
I tell my wife.
I always joke.
Like, yo, you go get a massage. This is like a workout, okay? Like, hey.
Fred.
Right. Well, I always joke because, like, my blood pressure is always, like, really good, you know, a little low and
yeah, you sound
time,
calm.
So.
Right.
Yeah, you sound real relaxed. Thank you so much for the call, Nicole. Roxy, what do you do for a living, and would you recommend it?
I'm an analytical chemist, and I wouldn't really recommend it right now.
Why? What is an analytic chemist thing to do?
Analyze data on analyzers for all sorts of kind of toxins, from toxicology to fungi, mold.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
Is this dangerous?
No. It's not dangerous. It's mostly like, you know, like hay and straw and soybeans and corn. And
would you mostly not recommend it because you have to work with soybeans and hay and fungi?
No, it's just a hard industry to be in the chemistry world. The places aren't always accredited. They're not always up to par. You're always having to watch your back, make sure that you're working at a good environment.
Who knew that existed?
Wow.
Yeah, super interesting.
Man,
wow.
Oh, man.
Thank you for sharing, Roxy, and doing what you do. We appreciate it.
No problem. Keeping y'all safe.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, right. That was so interesting. The coolest part about our job is we get to give you things. Post Malone and Jelly Roll coming to Busch Stadium. Caller 18 gets tickets to see this guy right now. 314-531-9898 if you want to see this guy. Super big announcement. Jelly Roll and Post Malone coming to Busch Stadium. They're going on tour together. They're going to be here May 13th, 2025. Cannot wait. That is going to be an awesome concert. Mm-hmm. Brandon, you want to go to that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Lucky you.
Brandon, you're the first person in St. Louis to have tickets to Jelly Roll and Post Malone, two of the biggest artists out right now. Couldn't be at the same concert. They're going to rock Busch Stadium. You're the first person to have a pair of tickets. Right now, you're sitting in the stadium alone, man.
Yeah, it was announced yesterday.
Hey, I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are other people are going to join you, but right now, you're the only one who's got a seat. So that's good for you, man. Enjoy it while you got it.
Right, that's so awesome. I've never gotten through to any radio stations calling, so this is amazing.
Congratulations. Awesome.
Congratulations. Congrats. Yep. Tell everyone you know this is the one that gets you get through with, man.
Right.
Same time tomorrow, Jelly Roll and Post Malone tickets coming your way. Let's get into the Hollywood hashtag.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is ready, so here we go.
Last week, we found out the super sad news that Uncle Joey from Full House was diagnosed with stage 3 non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And if you know Full House, you know they are a family, and John Stamos, aka Uncle Jesse, is currently being dragged online for how he's handling the news of his former co-star's diagnosis. So John Stamos posted on Instagram yesterday wearing a bald cap standing next to Dave Coulier. And people were all up in arms about this, saying it was disrespectful, how he should have actually shaved his head to show support, how it seems really selfish of John Stamos to be wearing a bald cap when he's sitting next to Dave, who actually has cancer. And people are really upset about this.
Yeah, somehow it became controversial. I didn't think there was mixed feelings I had with this. Like, first off, like, we're at the point where you just complain about everything now. Like, it was supposed to be an act of solidarity and respect and love. I did think it seems a little like cheapened and weird. Like, you just put on a fake bald cap. Like, he's really going through this and you're just like faking it. But I think intention matters. Like, yeah. So it does feel right. Like, bro, like you're kind of being cheesy with it. At the same time, his whole goal was to be pure about it.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
He meant good. So like, you can eye roll like, okay, we know you have nice hair and you're not willing right. To do it. But also, like, did you mean that you got your friends back and I love you and support you? Then that's all that really matters, right?
Yeah, what really matters is how Dave feels about this himself.
Yes, right.
He's a person who has cancer. And he's came out in defense for John Stamos, saying, it's our friendship and this is how we're handling a very tough time. Humor is what drives me. I laughed out loud when he arrived wearing a bald cap.
Yeah.
Being a true loving friend and brother, nothing but love.
Yes, as long as he's cool with it. Like, I get where people are like, John, like, really? But also, like, if it made him laugh and smile, who cares? Like, right? Like, it's all love.
Yeah. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
A little over a week away from Thanksgiving, we just wanted to say thank you to the people who listen to the Brett Mega Show every single day. We do appreciate it. One of the ways we can say thank you is just for listening on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes, you instantly qualify for Taylor Swift tickets, the last stop of the Eras Tour, so that's a way to say thank you. But it really does mean a lot to us. What we've been doing every single day this week is writing thank you letters to one particular person in our life that we just want to say thank you, taking that moment. And we challenge you kind of to try to do the same, because it really does. It's awesome. The people do appreciate these letters. And so, you know, I wrote mine to God, not to brag or anything. but I did. I felt like I needed to, you know, appreciate the things that I can't control. And I'm always trying to control things. Hannah wrote it to her sister-in-law, who helped her during a bad breakup.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, who are you writing your letter to?
Well, I hope she's listening, because I've been texting between and I got the heart emoji back. It's to my Aunt Bev.
Okay.
So, dear Aunt Bev, I don't think I've ever really said thank you for all the love and support you have shown to Sarah, Kennedy, Jackson, and me over the years. You have meant so much to our family, so I think it's about time to say thank you. Thank you for all the holiday celebrations that we have enjoyed together. From Thanksgivings, to Easters, to 4th of Julys, to Christmases, we've always enjoyed sharing them with you and yours. The kids still talk about that one Easter over at Aunt Bev's with the plastic trucks and money-filled eggs. We can't forget about all the wonderful 4th of July celebrations we've enjoyed together at your son Dave's place every year. And one of my fondest Christmas memories is that year when I was little, We came to visit you over the holiday, and you gave my brothers and me Shogun Warriors, the die-cast metal ones that actually fired missiles. That was so cool.
I love that.
Aunt Bev, thank you for attending all my kids' events that we have asked you to attend. From concerts to dance recitals to graduations, it was always appreciated that Aunt Bev was in the stands cheering along, especially after Mom passed. Thank you for being that surrogate mother and grandmother after Mom died. I never really realized how difficult it must be to lose a sister, especially a twin sister. But you just kept asking if we needed anything and stepping in and filling that huge hole and role. Mom loved you so much. And yes, you are so much like her, but in all the good ways. I greatly appreciate the stories about my mom you've shared and how you two grew up together. I keep learning new things about Mom that I never even knew. Did I just miss Mom telling me about her playing the saxophone in the high school band? And if I did, you were there to remind me of that and so much more. Aunt Bev, I cannot thank you enough for your continued support and advice. You were so helpful to me several years ago after my work family suddenly changed, and I was not happy. You told me to control what I can control. You told me how good I am at what I do, and to not let unwanted change get in the way of your happiness. You told me to be patient, and in time, things at work will get better. And things at work did get way better. So, Aunt Bev, thank you for all the love that you have given and continue to give to my family and to me. And I hope that I just get a little better at giving some of that love back to you. All my love, your favorite nephew, at least after reading this, Kevin.
So sweet.
How does it feel to read it? And then, you know that she was listening, too. God was listening to me, too.
I'll tell you, I've practiced this over and over again, and man, I'm just glad I got through it without crying. It was difficult because she has been there for so many things, especially after my mom passed. But I think about the time she was there with my mom and about all the exciting visits we had over the holidays, especially around Thanksgiving. We would come in from Hannibal. We would go to her house. We always got to enjoy her and the kids and play around, and we spent time with them so much. They would come in too. It was just awesome. And now that Mom's gone, she's just been there. And it was funny. I was telling my daughter, I said, Kennedy, I'm going to thank Aunt Bev on the air. And she was like, well, good, man. Give her a thank you for me. She's been great. I'm so glad she comes to our stuff. I'm so glad she's appreciated. You know, I'm just terrible about always inviting her. I'm just terrible about remembering, hey, we're going to my sister's for Thanksgiving. Do you need a ride? Yeah. You know? And that's what I want to be better at.
One of the things that stood out to me is, you know, like there's, when we're all going through like this grief journey and people are going through hard times, there's always, everyone has that one person who just seems to step up.
Yeah.
And then when you look back after like the wave of grief or whatever hardship or stress you're dealing with, you think about that person that usually stepped up and you think about what they were probably going through and no one even realized or thought about them.
Right.
Like a line that stood out to me was like, what it feels like to lose a sister. Like all she kept doing was being there for everyone else, but she was probably struggling herself. She just lost her twin sister.
And just the other day we were talking about my mom and she goes, Kevin, I can't talk about that. That's too hard for me. And I was like, oh my goodness. You know, I never really realized that how difficult it is for that. So, you know, I mean, and the fact that, you know, she's an awesome grandma to her, you know, to her grandchildren, but has become that surrogate grandma to mine.
I love that.
It's just awesome.
Beautiful.
It's just
story.
Awesome.
Alex will read his letter tomorrow. And then AB, who said that she had not written a single word
yet. I wrote it yesterday, actually, after the show.
Where are you at with it?
I think it's good.
You finished it?
Pretty much, yeah.
It is the biggest feeling. Do you feel like...
There's a relief.
Really? You don't have that feeling yet, AB.
No.
You're the only one in the room, actually, right now that has no idea what it feels like to be like, glad my letter is done. It was awesome. Still challenge you to do it. You will feel great afterwards, like Hannah, myself, and Kevin do. But doing it, you're probably going to be in the situation of AB. You procrastinate. You struggle with writing it. So we challenge you to do it yourself. Thanksgiving is a perfect way to do it.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where you cover all the trending stories. We put 2 minutes on the clock. Your life is busy, got a lot going on. So we'll look at all the trending stories and update you on all those fun stories that people are talking about. I'll read a headline. Either tell me keep it moving or tell me more, you know? Here's the Disney princess you are based off your zodiac sign.
Ooh, okay.
All right, what's your zodiac sign?
I'm a Libra.
Libra. I'm so bad at those. Let's see. Libra is Snow White. She's known for her grace and beauty like Libras. She's also patient. Hannah? loving and social, though.
Okay, but definitely not patient.
I'm Scorpio, so I'm Rapunzel. She yearns for change and manifests her freedom in the Scorpio nature.
You whip that hair, girl.
Yep. Yeah. What are you, Kev?
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. You're Merida from Brave?
Oh, Merida.
Merida? She doesn't want to conform to society's expectations, enjoys her individuality. She's also a skilled archer. Oh. And then, AB, what are you?
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn. You're Tiana from Princess and the Frog. Her business mind and hardworking spirit connects closely to the Capricorn energy. She also has perseverance to succeed and strong traditional values.
I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, kind of felt some. Husband and wife, Kevin, listen to this one. Husband and wife, during driving in different directions, both hit the same deer.
Oh my gosh. Is a Kevin Berghoff story if I've ever heard it.
So yeah, husband and wife were in Kansas, both driving in different directions, were ready to like cross each other and almost like give themselves a wave. Like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm going to pass my husband. Where the husband hit the deer kept going, and then the wife hit the deer.
Oh my.
Ruined both their cars.
Wow. Their insurance is going to have a heyday with that.
Yes. Both hit the same deer. Miller Lite has a new digital beer pouring fireplace for a Yule log.
Okay.
Yeah, so it looks like, it really isn't like a fireplace, but it looks like the Yule log that you put up on like Netflix or in the background, you know, on the TV.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a piece of furniture that could hold any beer you want. And then you could crack open the beer, you pour it into the fireplace, and then it works as a tap. So you got like a little digital fireplace going on, and then you just got the beer right there to pour it.
For some reason, I thought that the beer would be like in the fire.
And no, it's more so a digital like fire, but then it does hold your beer and you have like the digital fireplace that I saw you using the other day.
Yeah, I always put up that fake fireplace.
I know you do.
So now might as well get something to hold my drink with it, too.
There you go.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
If you've ever went through a divorce or like a big breakup, was there something that you and your significant other had a big argument about, like trying to divide up the house, the lake house, the dog? Or was it a sentimental thing that you guys both wanted to claim? Because, you know, when you are married, your whole lives are combined. And usually the things that matter to you matter to your spouse. And so when you go through the divorce, you guys both want the same thing. 314-531-9898. Or would you go with your ex, if you went through a bad breakup, to the Taylor Swift concert, if that's the only way you can see Taylor Swift? I bring it up because this is what happened to an actual couple. So the courts had to step in because a year ago, you know, when you buy the Eras Tour tickets, they had bought Taylor Swift tickets to go, and now they were getting a divorce a year later. They didn't make it, and they both wanted the Taylor Swift tickets, and this couple had to decide what they do with it, and I guess the judge stepped in and said, one person could buy the other person out, which neither of them probably wanted to do, or you guys can go together. Or you guys can just sell the ticket and nobody go. By the way, they would have gotten like $13,000 for the tickets. Isn't that crazy?
Whoa.
So no wonder they were fighting over these tickets.
Right.
And not only is it Taylor Swift, one of the biggest concerts ever, but it's also like now if you were to sell these things on like StubHub, you can get like $13,000 for them. So they couldn't come to the agreement over it. And honestly, the story's going viral and I don't know if they've resolved it yet.
Yeah, maybe they need our influence. This is not me being pick me, but I've never had like a bad standing with either of my two ex-boyfriends. We ended on good terms on both sides. So we didn't really like fight over anything.
Yeah.
It was like situations where it's just like, if you want it, have it, take it. Like,
but
it's sad. But I'd go to the Taylor Swift concert with either one of my exes.
I would not.
Okay, hold on. First off, Hannah, AB and I, as your closest friends here on the show, would step in and say, you can't go. Your breakup's too fresh.
I'd be like, absolutely not.
Your breakup's too fresh. We would not let you go.
Hannah would totally go. We're on good terms, so it wouldn't be like,
that's why
I
we would let you go.
Yeah, it wouldn't be terrible. Right.
Hannah's on too good of terms with her ex. Like, they're like good. Like, they're not like talking or anything like that, but like, there's no issues. So we'd be like, Hannah, don't go back. It's going to mess with your head. You got AB went through a terrible breakup, messed with your head. You're the opposite.
Yes, but the thing is, as someone that goes to a lot of concerts, it doesn't matter how great the artist is. If the vibes are off with like whoever you're with, the concert is not going to be great.
I agree with you. Totally agree with you.
So to be standing next to someone, like, you're not really going to be like standing there, singing, having a good time. You know, like, it's just like the concert's not going to be good. It's not going to be a $13,000 concert.
It's going to be awkward. It's going to feel weird. Yes. You're not going to be in the moment that you want to be in.
Taylor Swift.
Guys, still, do you want to know something that's interesting? I actually did this as a promotion at an old radio station. We had Taylor Swift Reputation tickets, and the only way they were allowed to go was if they brought their ex. So they called
that
their ex.
That is rude.
They called her. Yep. This is the radio show. They called their ex, asked their ex, hey, I can win these tickets, but you have to agree to go with me live on the radio. The ex agreed. We got to the day of the concert. She stood outside of the Reputation tour. The ex never showed up. Isn't that a jerk?
Wow. Yeah. Oh!
It's hard.
I would have been like, I could have invited someone else. What's going on?
Yeah. So she had no one to go with. So she came into the concert, like, got to go with all of us. But she went solo, and he just never showed up at the concert. He chickened out.
I would rather go alone than go with
my
ex.
Exactly.
I was curious how
probably,
people...
Her, probably felt better.
Yeah. 314-531-9898. Did you ever go through a bad breakup, a divorce? Did you guys get caught up on anything like these Taylor Swift tickets where you guys just couldn't come to terms with who gets it? And what if you had something like Taylor Swift tickets? Would you go with your ex to the Taylor Swift concert? Let's take your calls on this right after Post Malone, who we just announced coming to Busch Stadium with Jelly Roll in May. Post Malone and Jelly Roll coming to Busch Stadium. We got tickets all week long while we're commercial free on the Brett Maga Show. So make sure you tune in to win some of those. This story is so funny. It's going viral about a couple who bought Eras Tour tickets like a year ago or whatever. You have to buy them way out in advance. And since then, they've gotten a divorce, and they can't come to agreement on who gets the tickets. Oof. And a judge even had to step in and said, here are your options. Go together or sell them together. And they would get like $13,000.
Good little payday.
Yeah.
If you went through a divorce and you got caught up on like something, you know, what could, you're like, who gets this? Who gets that in the divorce? 314-531-9898 or... if you had tickets to a show like Taylor Swift, would you go with your ex? This actually happened to you, huh, Tammy?
Yeah, I bought tickets for my boyfriend for George Strait years ago on the Valentine's Day gift, and the concert was in February. And we split up right before that, and he refused to give me the tickets, and I refused to give him both tickets, so... we each split them, and I showed up and kept waiting for him to show up, and he never did. So kind of the same thing, just out of spite, he kept his ticket. But I made friends with the people next to me, and we had a great time, and it was just all fun just doing it by myself. I never realized that
guarantee
going to a concert could be
had
fun.
A better time.
There you go. Yeah. See?
That's right.
And you know what's funny is you can play chicken in this situation. You'd be like, okay, let's go together and see if the
exactly.
other person shows up.
That's crazy.
That is a good move. I like that move, Tammy. Kayla, you said that you would actually do this. You would go to the concert with your ex because you think they might have some other issues that we never even considered about getting approval to go to the concert with you.
Oh, yeah. I think it would be funny. Like, I'm not bitter about the breakup at all. Like, he cheated. It's totally fine. Like, he's in that relationship. And he's stuck in that. Like, he's completely... He's stuck in that relationship. I just find it would be funny because I know she'd be like, oh, you're not allowed to go. And I would be like, well, I need him to get me, like, I need a wingman, you know? I need Post Malone, so. And I would just find it very funny that she'd be like, oh, well, I'm insecure, even though, you know, she did me dirty. So.
Wow.
Two things happened. Kayla's like, one, this is a way for me to get some, like, reverse revenge on her because now she has to squirm all night knowing that her man is out at a concert with her ex, and
she's
probably
iconic.
Yeah, she's probably freaking out, and this dude is probably not getting a yes from her, so he's probably not going to be able to show up either. So you're going to be at the concert with like Tammy by yourself,
and the fact that he'd probably have to ask is already bad enough.
Yeah.
You're already in the doghouse.
Hey, Audie, can I go to the concert with Kayla, you know, the girl I was with when we hooked up? Just, you know, I just want to be a fly on the wall for that conversation.
Reverse Uno. Yeah.
It's Y98 St. Louis. Commercial free for an hour every single day, and every single day a chance to get you into that Taylor Swift. Remember that couple we were just talking about that got the divorce and couldn't figure out the Taylor Swift tickets? That's how big of a deal these Taylor Swift tickets are. You get to go to the last stop on the Eras Tour. You don't have to sell your tickets or get a divorce. All you got to do is listen on the Odyssey app for 60 minutes and you instantly qualify. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
A massive collab tour with two of Y98's favorite artists is coming your way. I'll tell you all the information on it at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Stadium tours are definitely an in, and Post Malone is set to go on his biggest headlining tour to date in 2025. He's joining forces with Jelly Roll for this massive tour across the U.S. and Canada. You were on Instagram yesterday and saw literally everyone under the sun reposting like some orange graphic with this like monster truck tire. That's what this is about. That is the graphic for the Big Ass Stadium Tour. That's what it's called.
That is really what it's called. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I had to double check that I could even say that on air, but that's what it's called. It's Jelly Roll and Post Malone, and the tour is going to begin in April of 2025, and it's going to be visiting major venues. Yes, Busch Stadium is one of those venues.
Huge. It's awesome. I think Post Malone and that cool collaboration country album that was really fun that I loved, and then Jelly Roll has also released an album, and what better way? Because these both of them have very similar sounds, similar stories. It's just the perfect vibe
right
for a collaboration tour. Sometimes when you do those collaborations, because Beyonce and Jay-Z has done them, Jay-Z did it with Kanye and Justin Timberlake and things like that. Sometimes you feel like you don't get, they're both like sharing the stage and they go back and forth. And then sometimes they're just kind of fun. And I think this one is like perfect fun.
Do you think they need each other?
To do a stadium tour? I don't know. They're pretty close. Post Malone is going to headline Coachella. I don't think Jelly Roll could do a stadium, but I think Post is probably pretty close because of the longevity. But yeah, probably yeah, to do a stadium, probably they do need each other.
That's
yeah
what I was thinking when yeah I read this. I'm like, I don't know if they would fill it just by themselves. So maybe that's why they did it. But hopefully it's because yeah of their friendship. And
Post probably close to a stadium. Jelly Roll's not there yet. But yeah, I think they probably both do need each other. But I think they'll have no problem selling out right stadiums now.
Live Nation is going to have a pre-sale, so hopefully the website doesn't crash out on you.
Yeah.
That is going to be on Monday, November 25th, and then a public ticket sale will take place on the next day, Tuesday, November 26th, local time via Ticketmaster. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's just do it. It seems like Mega Minds really wants yeah to happen.
Wow, he is ready to
yeah
go.
Yeah, that guy is really ready to go. So let's do the Mega Mind question. Question of the day. Over half of people who have this never use it.
I'm going to say a weighted blanket.
Oh, okay. So people get the weighted blanket.
And then I feel like they get too hot, or they realize it's too heavy, and then it's just sitting in the basket forever.
All right.
All right. My first answer is a radio board correctly.
Okay.
No, my second answer is if they have a, they still have a DVR.
Oh, yeah. People still have a DVR, never use it yet because you don't need to anymore.
I'm going to say like a planner, a calendar.
Oh, like people always buy it. I'm ready to be
yeah
prepared.
Yeah, like they're so excited.
I'm so
on January 1st.
That.
Good
yeah
answers. Everyone had really good answers, including Kevin with that radio board. 314-531-9898. If you are still listening to half the Ed Sheeran song and the Megamind guy coming in every single day, over half the people who have this never use it. The answer is coming your way at 8:49 or in the middle of commercials. You'll never know on Y98. Say, ooh.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. Over half the people who have this never use it. What do people think?
Really good guesses coming in. Fireplace is one of them. Gym membership.
Oh, yes.
Guilty.
That might be a big one. Dave says life insurance. Olivia says an air fryer. We got cardio equipment and sunroof.
Sunroof is the final answer.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Half of people who have a sunroof get excited, never end up using it.
I've never had one, but I always feel like if I had one, I would use it.
Oh my God. I had a sunroof back in the day and I used it like, I would use it for like no reason at all. I'd be like freezing cold, but I'm still taking this. Like, this is my version of the convertible.
Mega Minds.
All right, well, let's do a little blind ranking game. You guys will work together as a team and have to come to a consensus, which should go well here on the Brett Maga Show. I will throw out five things, but we'll go one at a time so you don't know what the next item is, and you'll rank them on number one being the best, five being the worst, okay?
Ooh.
So you guys have to come to a consensus of where you rank something on one, two, three, four, five, and they're all different foods.
Okay.
So what is the number one food in this category? So think about where you want to keep your spots. First food item I have is nachos.
Ooh, I think that's the number one.
No.
No, definitely
Kevin,
not.
Right off the bat,
no.
I go number one.
Well, Kev, you got to be easy with the rankings.
We don't know what's coming
out,
man.
What if hamburgers come?
He's going to have head cheese, and you're going to be like, ah, Kev.
I'm thinking like three. I'm good with three.
Put it in the middle?
Right in the middle. Dab in the middle.
Okay. Kevin lost his battle with the ladies. And yep. Kevin, first item right off the bat, he was going to fill it in at number one.
I'm just going to go one through five.
Yeah. All right. Nachos in at number three. Turkey.
Four.
Four?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm a ham girl, so I would rank that higher.
I can't believe the turkey didn't finish
turkey
at five. You guys really think I'm going to throw out a bad food here.
We do.
Yeah, we are. Yep. It's you.
Burgers.
One. Oh,
you think burgers are one?
Absolutely. They're customizable.
You think they're two?
I think maybe two.
Okay.
But I don't know what's going to be one. Then,
so we're doing burgers
if
for two?
If you don't have a reason of what's going to be number one or an example, then I think
so do you
burgers
want,
has to
you
be
want,
one.
You want burgers one?
AB?
Sure.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I feel like he's going to say like pizza, and that doesn't beat burgers.
Okay.
Pizza.
Really?
Yes, pizza.
Okay, two.
Then pizza, then
two.
Pizzas too.
Yes.
Burgers, pizza, nachos, turkey,
and then say
this has to be last.
So this is your last place. You guys thought the last place item burgers and number one, pizza two, nachos three, turkey at four. How do you guys feel about your ranking so far?
Good.
I actually feel like it's pretty good.
I'm a little
good.
Nervous with the turkey.
Mac and cheese.
Damn! That's where we get ripped.
Yeah, because that mac and cheese would have been.
Mac
where
and
would
cheese
you have had?
I would have put mac and cheese at three.
I think so, too.
You'd put nachos at four?
Yeah.
Oh, you people. I got to get different people to eat with.
Kevin still wants nachos as one.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.